Yo.
What up? Welcome.
What up?
Podcast number 3 of Lucid Drinking Podcast. This time we got big boy Bren. What up, bud?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
What's been new? What's happening in your life?
Well, I'm not in jail.
God damn it. Fuck.
No, I'm just messing.
Cut that out.
Just working and playing house. You know, I got 2 kids. And wife-ish. I'm not gonna have a home to come home to after this episode.
So it's like, what is it, like 8:45 in the morning right now?
This is lucid. None of the
this is sober. Lucid sober.
Yeah,
well, because everyone thinks that, like, oh, I don't drink, I can't come on the show. It's like, yeah, but you still drink things. Just because I said drinking doesn't mean it has to be alcohol.
Rate that.
But so what are we drinking today?
LaCroix Lime.
LaCroix Lime.
This is for Bren. We got him some coffee, too.
Nice. Yeah. I've never had LaCroix before.
Oh, it's fucking phenomenal.
Why do you always put your
glasses on the table? It goes great with vodka.
Which you brought, right?
Not this time.
Hmm. Pass her out.
Oh, I will.
You got a shotgun it. Gracias. Oh, we're shotgunning?
We're
shotgunning. Damn, that would hurt.
Are you serious?
No. He's like, I'm ready to go.
Can I get a towel?
For 0 calories, it's pretty damn good.
What is this, fucking diet
just, like,
Sprite?
Really shitty Sprite, yeah.
It's whatever.
It's a fucking amazing. Yeah, which flavor do you drink?
I've literally never had it before.
No, I mean Bren.
Oh.
Because you drink these things. You and Garrett all day.
Healthy beers. lime and or key lime. It's pretty good.
What's the like pink one?
Or berry?
No, isn't there like a pink and yellow one? Or
it's
peach grapefruit,
and sure.
There's like an orange one, I think.
Passion fruit?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Passion fruit's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think that's real.
What?
Isn't it grapefruit, the pink one? I don't think passion fruit's real. Anyway, moving fuck on.
Jesus. What do you rate it?
9.9.
7.
9.9?
Yeah.
Your ratings. I love them. Yeah, you're always with the points, huh? man.
Flat 7.
Because I gave the last few,
I'll
like
a fresh 8. I'll put myself right in the middle.
No, I'm going to stir it up and say 5.
That's fucked up.
I feel like you've said 5 every episode.
I said 7 every episode. So, and I've liked those better than this.
Where's the spreadsheet?
I got a cup of Tim Hortons here, and this gets a this is an 11.
Dunkin' Donuts is better than Tim Hortons.
I disagree, but I will drink Dunkin' Donuts. I just hate Starbucks.
Well, Starbucks is the worst.
Why?
Shit's disgusting.
Because I drink black coffee, and I feel like Starbucks is known for their more
sugary shit.
Sugary drinks, you know?
Yeah, so the black coffee just sucks.
Yeah.
They put so much bullshit in it.
It's just, it tastes like dirt, honestly. It doesn't have 100% Arabic beans like Tim Hortons does. Speaking of which, let's roll up the win.
So, Bren, anything you want to promote or hate on currently?
Yeah. Let's promote subpar hardware.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Tell me about that.
Is that what happens when you become 30? You're just like, I'm going to start a hardware company?
Yeah, you're just looking for, like, anything to like, steer you away from skating, basically.
Yeah.
You know? Subpar is just a hardware company that Zach Hootman and I
Why is this
run.
So hard to roll up?
I know, right? Please play again. God damn it, dude. I fucking hate this.
What are you doing over there? Why is it?
This you is just like give
second,
up rolling
This is like
up?
A second issue.
I'm
Scott
trying to win a Honda Accord.
I walked in and Scott was putting a piece of ice in his hot coffee.
And
you know
they
have
so crazy.
You know they have iced coffee, right?
Yeah, but I don't want it to be fucking cold. I want it to be not fucking burn my tongue hot.
Wait 5 minutes.
No. What? I'm
it was like a tiny chunk of ice. Like it was gonna make a difference.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You
just watered it down.
I did win a Honda Accord.
No, you didn't. What you got? Please play again.
Yeah, of course.
God damn it, dude.
Have you ever won shit off any of those?
I do. You get, like, cup of coffee or like a donut. I win those every now and again, but fucking free coffee for a year. Yeah, right. Probably doesn't even exist.
Oh, for sure doesn't.
And the thing about it too is because there's probably like three of them out there in the world, and someone throws them away. Is how many? You see how difficult that was just to roll that up?
Yeah.
And probably so many people are like, I'm not fucking rolling that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that at 8 o'clock in the morning before you know, you know, before work. Like,
coffee for a year? Yeah. No, again, goddamn it.
So tell us some more about Subpar.
Just a hardware company, man.
When did you start that?
October of last year. We were just like, there's some people in this that's we did this other project a couple years back called For the Homies, and it was just just like a bunch of Westland dudes like, yeah, let's print some shirts and make a video and it'll be cool. And then that was like lasted maybe a year. And then
this, what was it before then? There was one before IBM.
Oh yeah, it was
Starts like 7.
Yeah, no, standard def. Oh, yeah. But then, come to find out, like halfway through that, there was like a company in Pittsburgh or something, like a skate related company called Standard Def.
And they sued you, and you went bankrupt.
Dude, we didn't even make it out of Westland. Like, we printed shirts, and I was like,
dude, one time
I just took a loss on that.
One time there was a. Fuck, I can't even remember what it was. There was like an insurance company logo that I used.
Oh, yeah, it was Look.
Look, yeah. Yeah. And it was just like the word Look, and then the O's were the eyes, and then it had the smiley underneath.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, when you first start skating, you create a fucking skate team, you know?
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, my skate team. And I drew that logo out. I was like, fucking, that's right. I invented this. And like someone from them emailed me and like, they're just like, you don't like own this logo or something like that. I was like, damn, am I that big? of my internet videos of me doing tricks off the two stair ledge at Wilson that
it's footage I can't look
insurance is looking me up like.
Oh my god. So when you first came out with For the Homies, I thought it was like IV the Homies, like you need an IV because you boozed so hard last night.
Yeah.
Intravenous liquid in your system.
Dude, I really don't know what was going through my head during that time, because I was like, I want to do something, you know, like involve my friends and like, you know, do For the Homies. But just doing FOR the Homies just looked like stupid. So I was like, well, do something. Roman numeral 4. Like, it'll be, you know, in my head, it made sense, right? But then everybody that I introduced that to, they're like, what the, 1, 2, 3, 4, like four? Like, there's like 8 of us. I'm like, oh, no, dude, it's like the Roman numeral 4.
Eight the homies. You know.
It looks cool, and you know, but we did a short sleeve and then 2 long sleeves. And, I mean, it was like good for a second. And then I think most of the people that were involved were a little bit older, and then they had stuff going on, you know? So it's like you couldn't. Like, you know,
where do you get a lot of that stuff made?
All locally. So a couple of the shirt or one run we did with Dunwell, and then the long sleeves we went through Eric at Refuge. So
all right.
If you guys need anything printed, those are 2 great places to go to.
Was like Salt Boys more your shit too?
No, that was Kyle Thompson, yeah. But that was like an inside joke. Well, I think it's an inside joke based around Donnie, because he's the saltiest dude.
Damn.
He's the worst.
That's funny.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Donnie.
He's not kidding, Donnie.
Yeah.
Or just say Connor Champion.
Holy Connor Champion.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
What did the wig kid say? Danny the Pipe Slayer or something like that? Or no, his phone said it, didn't it?
He said your legs look hungry.
Oh, dude. One of the twins was going through Donnie's phone, and something on his phone was like, Donnie, the world's greatest pipe layer.
Oh no! Yeah, because we're at the wig, and they picked up his phone. And they were just like, "What's my name?" or something like, "What do you call me?" or something. Because you know how you can ask Siri that, and you can change your name.
Yeah,
and it just said Danny the Pipe Slayer or Donnie the Pipe Slayer, and they said Danny the Pipe Slayer.
Like Donnie went out of his way to like make scream that into Siri
to put that in his phone.
Siri, I want you to call me
from now on. My name is.
Yeah. Jesus.
So he slays pipe.
No.
Flat bars.
Yeah, flat bars. Holy shit. This just ends up being a Donnie episode. Because I can talk shit about him all day.
I don't think I can handle a Donnie episode.
What were we talking about earlier that you told him to wait to talk about? Was it about Matt?
Oh, yeah, the time Matt got kicked off his flight, we'll say.
You want to go into that?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear that story.
Okay, so I was working at the airport, and Hartzell came and visited, and I guess he got, like, shit-canned the night before his flight, and we were texting back and forth the morning of his flight, and he's like, I'm going to be at this gate or whatever, and I was like, yeah, cool, I'll come see you before you leave or whatever. So I get to work, and I'm like, go to the gate that he says he's at, and I'm like, where the fuck is Matt? I'm like looking around, it's like kind of empty, you know? And like, I'm kind of like looking, and I just see like Nikes. Like, I just see like kind of like by the chair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I come around the corner, and Hartzell's just like laying there, just like this. And like, he's got his backpack like over his belly. And I'm like, dude, like kind of kicked him, like, Matt, like, you all right? And he's just like, like, just like, dude, come on, get up. Like, let's go get you some food and like something to drink, you know, before you die on your flight back to NC. Jesus.
Because he got kicked off his flight prior to that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Wait, what? Why?
You're going to have to.
Apparently he was in the aisle seat and he passed out. And,
yeah, standing
thanks,
up.
Mom. And he passed out and fell into the aisle. And he said he woke up no. on the ground in the aisle with the flight attendant standing over him. And they're like, you gotta fucking get off.
And he was like, no, I'm okay. Yeah. Or something. I was like, man, dude.
Fuck.
They fucking made him catch a later flight.
All right, so can you think of any skate trends that you think are cool or not? What do you want to hate on?
I don't know. I really like skating, like, on all, you know? So even if, like, if it's I don't agree with something, I can still find something to maybe respect about it.
What's something that's, like you see on Instagram and you're just, like, not so much, like, this is definitely something that I'm about to send to Matt and Scott and talk shit about.
Yeah. Not so much that, like, a part of skating you hate, but just, like, some little stupid little, like, fashion trend or
the
style trend or
the fucking capturing like the attempt slow-mo and like some like weird songs playing, you know what I mean? It's like dude's got like a fucking satchel on and he's like rolls up to the, you know, your skate park six stair and like stops and he's
right.
just like, oh, like, you know, walks back and then it shows him land the trick like the next thing. Like, I mean, that's kind of annoying.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I get theatrics, you
right.
know, but come on, fuck
yeah, it's
me.
Like, did you see Boo Johnson's new part?
No.
On Thrasher recently.
No.
It's 6 minutes long, but there's only 2 minutes of skating. Like, it's literally 4 minutes. The first, like, 4 minutes is, like, a voiceover of someone just talking about just, like, it's like, if you dream, you can dream anything or something like that. Just, like, some inspirational type shit, and it's just, like, clips of him, like, rolling up to things and his face, like, setting up a board and just, like, totally emotional intro, and then it's, like, 2 minutes of skating to some Biggie song.
I mean, he's trying to compensate for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's just like, you're saying, like theatrical, shit like that. It's like, it's good if you can mix it in there balanced, but it's like
all leading up to something not that gnarly.
Right.
Well, it's like saturated now.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you go on Instagram and like, you go on like the popular page, like that's everything I see.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, some Future song and some kid with like a satchel or something, you know.
Do you think skating's going to die? Or do you think it's just going to level out and kind of stay where it's at popularity-wise?
I think it is going to. I mean,
like, no,
I think
like,
we've already peaked, like, for this, like, kind of generation. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, where else is it going to go?
Like, with the Olympics and shit coming up and all that shit, do you think it's going to be, like, dipped down kind of like how it did through, like, the 90s? Like, it died. It was, like, really popular before the 90s, and it dipped, and it came back in the 90s.
Well, the Olympics is going to create a divide.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
You
because,
know, like, I mean, dude, everybody that's going to be in the Olympics is just like, I need to make money at this point. You know what I mean?
Olympians don't even make that much fucking money, do they?
Well, I'm sure, like, the sponsors will come in there. And,
yeah, it's more
and,
about the
yeah,
brands.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know?
True.
So, but, I mean, you're going to have, like, your set of skaters that agrees with that and, you know, to do that, I guess, kind of promotion and to take the sport into that direction. And then you're going to have, like, your Theories brand skaters, yeah. You know? Like, let's keep it fucking 100% streets. So
I've even heard of people, like, selling their medals that they win because they're worth a shit ton.
You have to pay for them, I'm pretty sure.
I do? You?
It's like $4,000 or some shit. Like the
what?
Olympians, when they get their medals,
they have to pay for it?
Yeah, they, like, have to give them a certain amount of, like, money to, like, hold on to them or some shit like that.
Can you, like, write that off?
Oh, otherwise you don't get to keep them?
Yeah, or something like that. Okay. I might be talking out of my ass right now, but I swear I heard that somewhere or read it somewhere on the internet, so it's fucking true.
It's got to be
so
true.
So it's fucking true.
Yeah, but I think it's going to die, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Or I just, mean, like, go
I don't
want to
be the bearer of bad news, but, I mean...
Is it basically just another street league, I wonder?
Yeah.
What, the Olympics? Yeah, most likely. It'll probably be the same X Games format, you know? I still want them to do weird fucking challenges and stuff, but
they won't.
They never will.
Yeah, how would you put something like that into...
Like Dime does it the best, the Glory Challenge.
Oh, yeah,
I'm just sick of, like, the same jam or,
like
longest,
you get one run.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You get three runs. Like, a super, like, longest grind or, like, even if they, like, as a team did it, like...
Yeah.
Like a baton handoff fucking style thing. That'd be kind of funny. I'd watch that, you know?
Like, you grind part of the rail and fucking hand the baton to somebody else, right? And go grind the next person.
Because they did that. That was, like, a challenge in one of the King of the Roads.
Dude, that'd actually be, like, crazy if they had, like, that long-ass flat bar and you're, like, grinding, holding the baton, and then the guy starts skating next to you on your team. You hand it to
grabs
him and
it,
hops onto the rail, grinds the next pass, and it's the same thing on and on.
See, let's just start our own.
People be eating a lot of
start
shit.
Our own Olympics. Start our own fucking... We don't need Tokyo.
And you all have to do a different grind. Like, first person is 50-50, next person is Smith, Feeble, like, last person does something a little bit harder.
I mean, how do you guys feel about, you know, skateboarding getting introduced into the Olympics?
I want to know if there's going to be, like, a vert, and, like, there's got to be, right? Like, a vert in training, like...
Yeah, I'm sure they... Because you know how the X Games has, like, the street part and then the vert part?
Yeah.
Because snowboarding does the same thing, you know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
It'll probably be a lot like how snowboarding is... structured out the way it is, but as far I talk,
so it's probably just the X Games on steroids.
Yeah, or just
might be like street league.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to be definitely more like pushed by like non skating shit, you know, which is kind of like the downside of it, you know, because it's like Coke's going to be sponsoring it or Pepsi or. I guess they're already in it, but it's just
it's going to make Nike and Adidas more money.
Yep.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
for fucking sure, man.
I mean, I talk about it in the last podcast, but it's like, I don't care anymore. Like when the Olympics first was announced, I was like, that's fucking whack. Fuck that. But now it's just like, it's probably just going to be like,
I think
X
we
Games
all said about everything
like
that,
so.
Came into skating when it first came in, or when Nike first came in and Adidas, we're like, fuck those shoe brands, you know, only skate,
I mean, I still say fuck Nike,
America's,
but.
And now I'm skating Nikes because,
I mean, dude, they've been like
I'll be wearing
been,
Lakai's
like,
in my
part
casket.
Of skating though for a while. They just didn't have like a skate division, but people have always been skating in Nikes and or Adidas. You know?
I think
it's
were
funny.
Even skating like Jordans even when they weren't skate shoes.
Yeah, dude,
people all the time.
Like back in the day, BAM was like part of this. You can fact check this too, but back in the day, like
we're always wrong.
Nike did like a. Before SB, there was like a Nike skate team, like a small one or something, like a basically like a pilot thing.
Okay.
And then I'm pretty sure like BAM was in on it, and I think it was like a couple other people. But I mean, they've always been in skating.
Right. You can fact check me too if you want, but like, wasn't it like back in the 90s or whatever, like Nike like came in or whatever after like the X Games or something like that, and then like a lot of the industry was just like, this is lame, and kind of shoot them out.
Oh, I don't.
And then it came back, and then they're like, yeah, whatever, we need the money now, or something like that.
Yeah.
Like
to summarize. Because, you know, because back in the day, Consolidated, like, everyone was like, oh, yeah, core shops.
Fuck, it was easier
corporate
back
bands.
Then
right.
Be,
but now it's like, especially with the internet, it's so.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of killed it.
Yeah.
The internet did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll see tricks that should be enders and parts posted on Instagram.
Yeah. Dude, like, I was thinking
like,
about that. Like,
Jesus, why did you put that out there?
Because you get, dude, you know, I've realized that over the last like year or so with like my parts is like, I get more views on an Instagram post than I do a YouTube video.
So it's like, it's kind of weird just how that shit works.
Well, it's convenient. It's you're
right.
You know,
you don't have to spend that much time watching an Instagram clip.
Yeah, our fucking attention spans are
that's fucked.
Shit nowadays. So it's like, if
I'm
I can
pretty
watch
sure it's like
7 clip.
Seconds. I was in a, one fucking like psychology class, and I don't know if this is bullshit or not, but the dude said that a goldfish has a longer attention span than us.
Well, it's crazy. Jesus. If you just look at how they make movies nowadays versus like 20 years ago and how often they cut like camera shots.
Yeah.
It's so fast nowadays. Like watch an old Bond movie, then watch like one of the newer ones and you'll be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
They kept the same cut like shot for like a minute in an old Bond movie. Now it's like every 5 seconds new shot.
Dude, that's why I do this with like the two cameras and then cut the different angles, because like you ever watch like Chris D'Elia's podcast, sometimes I can't fucking watch
it's just
halfway
one shot.
Through because it's one shot. It's like my brain's just like, I need something different, goddamn it.
How many times you watch a podcast and pay attention the entire fucking time?
I'm pretty good at it if I want to. Like if I'm gonna sit down, like I can watch Your Mom's House all the way through. I'm not on my phone as much as the average person, but if it's something interesting, like I'll watch a Nine Club start to finish.
It depends on the episode.
How long you actually engaged in it?
The whole time.
I mean? Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm also a film person. I like watching shit.
It's any podcast I watch, it's like it depends on who they're interviewing and how interesting it is.
Yeah.
It's like if 100%. I'm not engaged in the first 5 minutes, I'm generally just done. Like
next.
Yep, next podcast.
Yeah.
So
it's fucked.
I have an attention span of a fucking goldfish.
I mean, even even like the phrase "wait till end," like that's how fucking sad we are that we have to tell people wait till the end to see the end of this 10-second Snapchat to see this guy fall off the fridge or something. You know what I mean? Like,
that's pretty annoying.
That's how fucked we are.
Like, don't quit on this video. There's something still in it.
I promise you, it's gonna be worth your 10 seconds.
I promise this is way more interesting than it sounds.
Please stay around.
Yeah. Emphasis on please.
Dude, so, okay, I was, like, looking up a bunch of just, like, your old shit, Brent, and, like, how did, I just want to, like, how did the intro to the first Dad Snare, like, come about? Like, how...
Which one?
When you're getting smacked by the train.
Yeah, the internet, you do, like, the Family Matters, or not Family Matters.
Because I had, like, a drinking problem.
Yeah.
And then that just, like, translated into the
No, I know, but I mean, like, the whole, like, whose idea was that to even... Because Radosevich, like, posted something a few years ago or whatever, like, behind the snare or something that.
Yeah. It was, I think it was, like, all Hartzell because
there's like extras and stuff.
Yeah, it was like Matt and I think probably Radosevich and probably Justin Broadway.
Okay.
Which Justin Broadway had the best fucking...
I don't know, Goose's was pretty good.
Yeah. With Justin in the fucking bathtub bubbles.
Yeah.
I think he was like actually fully nude. I could be wrong.
There's a bunch of cutscenes in that extras or whatever, and there's like the one clip that didn't go in there with of Rossini like pushing... what's his name down the just like a little snow hill in the backyard?
Oh, Nick Marchione.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is it Nick Marchione?
I think so. I can't remember.
Dude, that point in my skating was like a fucking blur.
Really,
dude? Like, yeah, like it was like I don't. I was just like at that point. I don't mean to make myself sound such a lush, but it was literally sober while skating. And then after skating was just okay. You know what I mean? Like, it was like simpler times back then for me, you know? Like, I didn't have as many kids or like, you know? Like, I could just skate and be a degenerate, which...
skating.
Do you know why people started calling it Fridge Gap?
Because there were fridges there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because there was a...
But why were there... Because I don't know the... Was it like a... What was that place? Like, they're just because there was fridges there?
I don't know. I don't really know. I think it was like a production place. I don't know if they produced...
Is that like a fridge warehouse?
Or maybe those were like old fridges there that they threw out and then we just ended up skating.
Right.
But that was dude, all the shit that went down that like is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
McNulty's switch front side flip. Varial heel.
McNulty's switch front side
flip? I'm pretty sure he did, dude. And then Darren Nafe 3-flipped it. Freeland's front big spin, third try.
Damn.
Third fucking try, dude.
Dude,
I was still stretching when he did that. Like, we pulled up, like, it was a pretty big session that day because I know, like, Pat Miller was there. And a bunch of like Livonia homies, like Hendy and all them, I'm pretty sure. God, I don't know. Wait, man, I don't know if Hendy was there.
Memory's a little foggy.
Yeah. But we were like, get out of the car, and you know, I'm like rolling around, and Mike starts rolling around, and you know, Mike has this like really special ability to like get out of a car and just start landing shit. Like pop, 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 pop. You know what I mean? And
no leg roller needed.
No, dude, no. I don't know. I think we like maybe smoked a joint or something, and like he just something clicked for him, dude. And So when we got there that day, do you guys remember the yellow bar?
Yep.
That they had there,
like the plastic one.
Yeah. So they had that set up from the top platform to the bottom, so it was like a straight out. Okay. And like first 5 fucking minutes, dude. I mean, he just went through all of his, you know, like crook. Like back tail, and nobody was filming. I think Miller was still.
That thing
like,
was short. It was only like this long.
That's what I'm saying. It was crazy, and like Miller was still setting up the VX or something, and like just missed 15 tricks.
Damn.
You know. And yeah. Then I think when he was ready to film, like we moved the fucking the bar thing over and like started skating the gap, and I think Mike did like, you know, just a weird ollie. And then, like, he kick-flipped it pretty easy. And then he was just like, I think I'm going to front big spin it. Because I don't know if you guys seen Mike's front big spins, but those things are fucking amazing.
It doesn't look like
it's
he
like
tries.
An impossible. Like, yeah. He wraps it with his, like, back, like,
his
foot.
Front foot.
No, his back foot. Like, he'll like, it's fucked up. And then I remember this. Because, like I said, I'm still, like, stretching, you know? Like, getting my fucking quads going. And, I think he fucking threw one, landed on the second one, and then rolled away the third one.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I just remember Miller, like, you know, like.
Did he not film it?
No, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was just, but he was just like, you know, like.
Yeah.
But.
Jesus.
Miller was, like, impressed for once in his life.
But yeah, back to your original question. I don't know why they called it Fridge Gap.
Yeah. Because I didn't start skating. I started skating when I was like 12, but I didn't really start like street skating until I was like in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I like knew about Fridge Gap, but I didn't know like what the.
Well, they called it
what the story.
They called
it
Fridge
was.
Gap, and or they'd call it like the Veronica spot because it was
feel
off of
like
Veronica.
I remember that.
It was like off of Veronica.
Yeah,
like, it was
Van.
Like
okay.
Levan and Veronica, and.
That's why I was always just like, where the fuck these fridges come from? Like, is this a fridge place or? Conveniently, a bunch of fridges there that you guys are skating. Like.
Dude, there was like an abnormal amount of fridges kind of laying around.
Where it was like,
yeah.
Hmm.
I just remember like that spot was in every video.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Like,
for sure.
Like every fucking mm-hmm. like local video.
Because I remember I was like, where is that? And it's so close to my parents' house. Like,
dude, the first time we went to that spot, it was like at nighttime. And somebody had, you know, the Jennies and lights out. And It was super packed, dude. Because everybody from like all over came.
Okay.
Like, you know, McNulty was there.
Right.
He barely healed it too, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. But
fucking crazy.
So it's funny. The first time I go there, so everybody was already like warmed up and skating. So and like I get there and I like didn't even roll up to the gap. So I was just like, fuck it, it's a gap. I heard it was a gap, so I was just like, okay. So I just like was like rolling around for a second in the parking lot, and then I had an opportunity to go because like somebody was like, I don't know, somebody was like changing a tape or something. And
did you ollie up or did you run and then jump?
I ran, which was a mistake because I couldn't, you know, because the ground up there on that platform is like
rough.
What trick? What trick are we talking about?
No, I'm just talking about like the first time I went there.
Oh,
and like fucking, I didn't even look at it, right?
Yeah.
So we get, I get out of the car again, and like I'm just kind of rolling around in the parking lot outside of the fence. And somebody was like changing a tape or something, and I just like ran and jumped on my board and just thought in my head, I was like, I'm landing this. Cause they were like, it's a spot, dude. Oh, it's not that big. Like whatever.
Right.
Fucking
just look try,
yeah, try to ollie it and just whiff and just like barely made it. Like I almost rolled my ankle to the bottom platform because
right.
I was just like, ah! And then like just made it like right on the like the edge of the thing. And I'm just like, okay, this thing is fucking bigger than I anticipated.
No, yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's pretty big.
It's just long.
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah, yeah.
Considering that you have
it's not
to
a
either
drop
like
by any means.
Yeah.
It's just
considering like how the run up is too, kind of
throw down pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had a like a little street sign set up, but by the time I got there, they were already skating it for so long that it was like kind of, you know.
That's why you should be like going like 180.
It would have been hazardous to like try to roll up that thing fucking pushing, which is crazy anybody that like did anything switch over that.
Well, Garfoli 180 up,
switch flip, yeah,
which is
exactly,
fucking crazy,
which is really fucked up.
You had to be flying, to do that 180, which is terrifying.
Dude.
I feel like more terrifying than the switch flip,
right?
Just
right.
to 180 up that fucking
that
thing,
fast,
right?
What do you think? What do you think is the gnarliest thing that's been done on it?
The switch flip, I feel like
that
just because
that
of,
is pretty
in
fucked.
The manual ollie,
yeah, Galloway stuff,
yeah,
switch front
insane.
Shove. The switch flip and switch front side flip is like what sticks out in my head.
Yeah, anything I switch on, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McNulty should have been pro long ago, dude. For real.
Per Budweiser?
Yeah.
I heard heavies. I heard you can't even, like, get into that spot anymore. I haven't been there since.
I haven't been there in so long.
I haven't been there since Jay-Z skated it.
We, when I,
Yeah, Jay-Z did ollie to manual down it.
Yeah, that's fucked.
It's pretty fucking crazy.
Dude.
That is insane.
He was going at it and wasn't working, and both of him and I were just like, I don't know, man. But then it just like started clicking and he was getting to it. I was like, all right, yeah, fuck.
How long
did
that take?
He
do that kind of fast?
What?
He do that pretty fast? And yeah, did
I mean,
he
it took him,
break
it took
his
him
board
a little
on that
bit.
Too?
No, he didn't break any boards.
What kind of boards was he skating? Jesus.
Metal ones.
Yeah, Lib Tech. Fiberglass in the middle.
Good duo. Buy them now. Support your local. I think it was a good duo board, probably. But yeah, that was pretty gnarly to watch. Because that was like pretty near the end of filming for that video, too, or whatever fucking video that was. I don't even know my videos anymore, dude. I think that was lame. Was that lame?
They're all lame.
Who is that?
You got Adam sitting over here.
How long has Adam just been sitting on FaceTime?
I told him he's on hold until we're ready.
Yeah. What do you want, dude?
Adam, speak.
What do you want? You got 5 minutes.
I got a couple minutes, huh? Is Brett in there?
No, he's not.
There. Hi, Adam.
Garrett there?
No.
No.
He's so bummed. He's so mad that Garrett's not here. He's like, fuck.
Hey, Brett, what's up?
Hey, Adam.
Hey, by the way, I saw that hoodie you're wearing. When am I getting mine for being on the team?
Oh, Jesus.
It's always, yeah, it's always
him,
about
you know what I mean?
It's always about Adam.
It's
like,
always
what
something,
am I on?
Right?
What can I get, man?
Fucking like, Christ, dude. Hoodie, what am I getting one? Like, I don't know. Hit up Hootie, dude. He's got...
Oh, that's
he's
true.
Got,
well, Brent,
got...
I have a couple questions for you that I wanted to ask. I was going to be there, but I'm in KZ right now.
Sick, Adam.
Nice.
I'm just kidding.
So,
what's up, man?
Yeah. Simplicity, like, days versus shifts days. Like, which days are more, like, memorable or fond to you and why?
The chips days for sure. Like I was, dude. When I don't know when I was on Simplicity, man, I was like just like the little kid, you know. So I wasn't like, I don't know. I just got the discount, and sometimes got to skate with the big dogs, you know. But when chips was around, I was like, I was kind of like more active in what Miller, you know, in Miller's projects and stuff. Plus, I worked there, so it was cool.
You worked at. Chips?
Yeah, right. The one in Plymouth.
Right.
Like, Miller broke his ankle, like, trying to skate a mini ramp, and, like, had to, like, cover for him. Like, I got a call at, like, midnight, like, dude, I snapped my ankle. You got to open tomorrow. I was like, okay.
That's funny, too, because that's, like, a perfect transition to my next question, which was, like, you had a lot of experience skating with Miller, and, like, I'm sure there's, like, stories and whatnot about, like, what it's like to film with Pat.
Yeah.
What was that process of going out skating and filming with Miller, like, compared to, like, other people, like, Hootman, Jeremy, Steve?
You write individuals? These down?
Yeah, this is a good presentation. Yeah. I'm very proud of you.
I watched enough Nine Club and heard enough in the morning at 5 a.m. from Schwann's dumbass leaving him on. Trust me, I got the process down.
I don't know what Nine Club is.
Yeah.
This is the only
what
skate podcast.
My bad. You should be mentioning those competitors, huh? They have no chance. Anywho, but yeah, what's that process like going out with Miller?
I don't know, man. He just when I was younger filming with Pat, it was like a little bit more difficult because, you know, Pat had like a pretty good vision of like what to do, I guess, on a skateboard, you know. So when I was younger and like I tried to film with him, I'd like have like some bullshit line, you know, and then he'd just be like, dude, no, like it's whack as hell.
You brought me out here for this?
Yeah. Like, you're crooked grind the ledge? Like what? Like you do
another,
something better.
Another front nose, really, Brent?
Yeah. Oh, shit. No, yeah, but I mean, no,
it seemed like it was funny so that like Miller was the one who like wanted to do the line, but he would put it onto someone else, like you, Brian, be like, "Oh, instead of doing tail slide like kickflip, you do nollie front nose to fakie and then do this." And it's like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, he would definitely try to like dictate what I should be doing, but in his defense, like, you know, Miller's got pretty good taste and you know what skating should look like, and I think one of Miller's qualities is that like he has a really good understanding of what the person he's filming, like what their capabilities are, you know. So it's like, yeah, sometimes like maybe I would like try to downplay what my line was.
Like he'll suggest something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, like, well, were you gonna another crooked grind? Why don't you try to nollie crook into that or something? You right. know, and
say nollie crook.
Scott.
Yeah, Miller has a, like a really weird way of motivating for sure, like that. Like I see that 100% from like the couple of times I went out with him. I remember
a couple
like,
times. A couple you times. Rode for 1%. Like you probably filmed with him like, more than I've filmed with him.
I think I filmed with Pat like I don't know, like maybe 7 times total. Whereas with you, I know like you and even if Garrett was there, like Scott, you filmed the stuff with him for that Chip's Welcome edit, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He told me what to do.
He didn't.
No, he did. He's like, do these two tricks.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Hey, do nollie flips and back tails. That's all you need, Scott.
It's all Miller's.
There wasn't
flaws.
A single nollie flip in that line. Can you?
At the PJ benches, I remember that line. What did you do, Scott? Like nollie nose grind and kickflip front tail fakie?
Yeah.
Dude, it's really funny about that day because it was at different tennis courts. And
we got kicked out of the first set, didn't we? We had to take it.
Yeah, and
else.
I met up at the second tennis courts. And yeah. I've never skated with you. Like fully, like I think it was just like maybe in passing at Modern or something.
Yeah.
And I remember when you were doing that, I was like, "Holy shit, he's okay."
Yeah. How'd you guys even meet? You meet Matt first or?
Yeah, yeah.
I think okay. I started coming to the skate, fucking lesson things. You guys with the skate camps.
Yeah. Well, Matt and I met at Livonia Park.
Okay.
And like he had his like Livonia crew and I was like skating with whoever, but we met there. And then I think Matt was like affiliated or he rode for Simplicity, right?
He was working there.
No, not the park,
the shop.
I don't know if he was ever on Simplicity. I know he's on 1%.
Yeah, because he would order like those interlock boards, I think, from Simplicity.
Yeah,
yeah, the expedition. Yeah,
yeah,
and I rode for Simplicity. So it's like we would always be, you know what I mean, kind of like, okay, being the same thing. And then
right.
a couple years after we met at Livonia Park, he ended up working with me at this skate camp in Waterford. So we would spend every day together.
Yeah.
So that's like how Hartzell and I like started skating all the time, because we would work from like 8 till like noon, and then we would just go skate after work, and then, you know what I mean.
Yeah. All right, last question.
All right, well, I had one, but I'm not gonna ask it anymore. I just feel like it's totally wrong, but I had a good one that I thought of. So like Dastner, the Chronicles of an Internet Superstar, Brian, if you had to think of one trick from that part that like stuck out to you that you're like really stoked on, what was it and why?
Can you remember that far back?
I think you can. I hope you can.
Wait, which one was
I know my
wait,
the one you got last part in
is that the one that Hartzell did the front crook down that silver
no
ring?
That was yeah it was
it that
you skated that Beatles song in that one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, probably Hartzell stuff, man, or something that Hartzell did. It was like, I mean, everybody killed it, dude. Like, you know,
yeah, that was such a good video.
Don't inflate Matt's ego.
He probably felt that spiritually. He's like, somebody's talking well about me right now. Like, shit.
His ears started ringing.
Yeah, yeah. No, but probably like something like that Hartzell did or Radosevic. I mean, I think we all can agree that
that whole video as a whole is really good.
It was
this guy over here is avoiding the question. He is like,
dude, to be honest with you, I'm probably Hartzell's front crook on that rail.
He's saying your part.
Yeah, he's talking.
Oh,
about
he's talking
footage.
About me.
Yeah, yeah.
Something that
what
I did in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I did. I did this line in downtown where I go over this like barrier. I like ollie over to nose manual, and then I do a nollie tray flip. In the street. It wasn't the tricks that like makes that stick out. It was, there was a guy while we were filming that, there was a guy like walking around, and he like in that same parking lot that we were in, and he was just like, I'm gonna fucking kill everybody. Like, I'm gonna fucking shoot everybody. Like, just, I don't know, he was on something, right? And I think it was Justin Broadway that was filming me, and he, like, I remember Justin being like, dude, you gotta hurry up. You gotta hurry up and do this. And I'm like, Justin, like, I can't ollie this high to nose manual, dude. Like, let's, like, I don't know. And you're just like, oh, just do it. Just do it. Like, we gotta fucking get out of here. Because this dude was, like, in the same fucking parking lot, like, losing his mind. And he was just like, I'm gonna fucking kill her. Like, just going crazy. And I was just like, holy shit, man. Like, let's do this. Like, let's go. Like, but, yeah, that's probably it. I mean, it's funny because that video part, I really don't feel like I had an ender. It was kind of just like a half-ass fucking...
Hey, welcome to the club.
I was hoping you were going to say the front side flip you did, because A, I don't know where the hell that spot is. Is that even a mission? I don't feel like you're the person who jumps down gaps, so, like, what was that like? And then I'm going to go away, because I know you guys have stuff you want to talk about.
No, that day, Anthony Rossini was with us that day, and, that gap was a new, like, housing project, or, like, condos getting built. So it was like the entrance, right? Mm. So, like, it was like a fucking four stair and then flat. And
yeah, that clip does look like,
yeah,
you're,
I remember,
like,
what you're talking about. Yeah.
I, like, didn't fall off, yeah, that at the end, by the way. I swear I didn't. I promise you.
Did you say
you
did fall off?
I didn't.
I trust you.
I just got a really shitty front side flip.
If you want, that should have been your last trick over the big spin. I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like that front side flip looked really gnarly.
Yeah, dude, I had better knees at that point, so I could like kind of jump down shit. But I don't even know why they used the big spin, actually, or as at least for my last trick.
What did you big spin?
It was you know that spot in Eastern Market where there was like those, like, little A-frames.
Yeah.
And then so you would go over those two, and at the end was like a little incline, and then you would go over the sidewalk and then to street.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But. I think they might, or Radosevich might have used that, because the landing to that was fucking
heinous,
shitty, dude. Gravel. And it was like a fuck. You're basically landing in a pothole. So, but
all right, thanks, Adam.
Yep. All right, toodaloo, everybody. Scott, I hate you still.
Later, Adam.
Later.
Oh my god.
You said toodaloo, then told
dude,
me.
Dude, I think Brad, one of my favorite clips of you though is in the World Tour, Dad's Snare. Of you just, like, skating powerhouse, and you, like, ollie next to it, and right, just fall.
Oh, dude.
It's like you're like, second to last clip or something like that.
Hartzell's like, yeah, we got it. We got it. We got a clip. No, but it's funny because during that time, I was just, like, getting back into skating.
The World Tour time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I might have been back on my board for, like, so under, like, a year,
like 2012 or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because I got surgery and then had to, like, take fucking some time off.
Yeah, what happened there?
So, my right knee, I'm kind of like bow-legged, and so, like, my alignment from my hip to my knee to my ankle is like kind of, because you have an alignment, like your IT band and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So since I was, like, kind of bow-legged and, like, just from skating and, like, just taking impact, it shifted my kneecap to the right. And what Jesus. Happened was, from my knee doing this and then my kneecap going over here, it was wearing and tearing, like, the cartilage underneath mm-hmm. my knee. So basically underneath my kneecap, it looked like a ruffle chip.
Yeah.
Like the cartilage back there.
Yeah,
it was like that. So they had to do like orthopedic or arthroscopic surgery. And they drilled three holes into my right knee. And two of the holes where they stuck something like a fucking tool in there to, like, basically shave it off
mm-hmm.
to, like, smoothen it out.
Right.
Because that's where the discomfort and pain was coming from.
Okay.
From, like, the frayed
cartilage.
The
grinding
cartilage.
Of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the third hole was, like, for, like, this weird IV thing. And they put the tool in there and shaved it. And then they drilled holes into my kneecap. Like, through the cartilage and into the bone. So what they were doing was they were basically making the bone bleed to, like, promote healing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Like, and I don't know how common that procedure was, but they did that. And, I mean, I guess it's okay. But that All was right. fucked, man.
Does it, like, still bother you?
My knee?
Yeah.
Dude, I... Maybe not even physically. Maybe right. it's, like, more of, like, a mental thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, nowadays, like, I can't skate until I, like, foam roll for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Rub some, like, topical solution on my shit and take two Advils.
All right. You ready for the sodi challenge?
Yeah. I guess.
How do you want to do this? Because people always want to do it differently. Like, okay. Do you want to go from 1990 all the way, or do you want to go, like, every 5 years? Will we start at 2005?
Dude, just...
Should we go... Okay, should we start at 1990 and then every five from that?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm gonna get going to get all these wrong.
29 skate of the year is just going to take way too fucking long.
Yeah, 90, you should know.
I was born in 87.
Yeah, but... 90s...
I
know this one, so I won't say it.
I don't know. Danny Way?
No.
No.
He was 91, though. I'll give you that.
Who did the 900?
Oh. Tony.
Yeah.
The homie.
Yeah, you can't spell my name right. You see that? Post that video. Dan spells it Steve Is Films. Like, thanks. Really wanted...
Steve Is Filming.
Yeah, Steve Is Filming. 1995.
95, huh?
I don't know shit before 2000.
95 is a... I don't even remember this.
That's Salman Aga?
No. He was 93.
95.
Then Carson's 96. So
Templeton?
Nope.
Templeton won a skater of the year?
I don't think he did. No, I don't think he did.
I'm just throwing names.
Is that Danny Way?
I'm trying to think of like videos I've seen from 95.
That is the tactic. Yeah, to what came out.
Yeah.
Can I get a clue?
I have no idea.
Powell, America, Ace, Type S, Paradox.
Powell. You said America?
Yeah. America's that old? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Who the fuck was on America in 95?
Reynolds?
Chris Sen. Okay.
Powell,
you know,
really?
You know who the fuck that is? Chris who?
Chris Sen.
Yeah, you were... How old are you? Four. How old are we?
Like, skated really fast. Kind of like tranny dude.
Yeah.
If I don't know him by name, I'm not going to know his skating.
2000. Is it related to Menek Mati?
Eric Carlson.
Like, I want to say... No, that's not right.
Rodrigo?
No.
No, they probably...
Because I want to say Ardo Sari, but I don't think that's right. I'm trying to think of what even came out then. Or what he was even in.
Is it, like, somebody obvious?
Yeah. Danny Way. No.
Reynolds.
No.
Fuck.
2000. Can we get a hint? I think it's obvious enough. You want a sponsor?
Crystal.
It's the Vans, dude.
Vans.
Jeff Rowley.
Cab?
Yeah.
No, Jeff Rowley.
I said Steve Caballero.
What came out? What came out in 2000? Was it Sorry?
Probably Sorry.
Yeah?
Maybe Really Sorry? No, it's Sorry?
I don't know. Look up skatevideosite.com.
Sorry is one of the first skate videos I ever saw.
You know, I was thinking about that in the last episode where I was talking about the first video I ever saw was Cheese and Crackers. I don't think that's right. I honestly don't know what the first video was that I saw. Yeah, because Really Sorry was 03.
Sorry really mattered, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was...
Yeah,
I remember, a really good video.
Yeah. Like, even like if you watch that
it's
shit
still
now... Yeah, yeah. I mean, the shit that... I mean, everybody in that video was doing, but, like... Rowley, especially, man. Like, the back 270 lip, and you know what I mean? Just...
I loved all the intros, too.
Yeah. Johnny Rotten.
Mm-hmm. 2005? People usually get this one.
I feel like I remember this one. Is that one Ardo Sari?
Mm-mm. Ardo was 2001.
2005.
Oh, I know this one. Okay.
Jeez.
Think about what came out 2005.
Yeah.
My fucking shit.
Day One?
No. Day One's 06, so...
Fuck.
Good to you for that.
It's
like the third time you've been off by a year.
It's a zero video.
Oh, that just
Chris
gave
Cole.
It away.
Chris Cole. Yeah, Chris Cole.
Chris Cole. New Blood.
Back three.
That's
long.
Fucking...
No.
Trey Flip. Yeah.
I won't skip ahead too far. How about 2008?
Dude. I don't... 2008. What came out? The Lakai video?
That was 7.
Dude, so
yeah,
out.
So 7's Mark Johnson. Yeah.
2008.
I don't even know. I want to say Silas, but I don't think that's right.
That's right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude, it's funny that Silas dude is so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And but I've he's really good, and I've like never really liked him too much, just because one time I was skating with Josh Robertson, and we were somewhere, and he got brought up, that Silas dude, and Josh was like, fuck that dude, man, like, he's just like another Caswell Berry. And I was like, fuck, I hate Caswell Berry. So it's like, damn it, I can't, like, you know, because I looked up to Josh, so it's like, right, everything he said was like gospel, you know. And I was like, okay, write that down, Silas sucks.
Write that down. Yeah, like,
but he's good. He's
how to get on chips.
Yeah. How to get on daycare.
Well, yeah.
You know.
2010.
Jeez, dude. Okay, I know that one.
Yeah.
I feel so stupid right now. I can't, like...
Another video.
I feel like he's guessed this one, too.
Yeah, you know this one.
Do I? Because I don't know.
you always think about what video came out.
2010. Because every time I say this one, he's like, that came out
Leo
in 2010.
Romero?
Yeah.
Yeah. Leo Romero, Stay Gold.
So that's the only one I can guess that I remember I guessed right. Is that one?
Dude, it's crazy. Like, all these skaters that we're talking about, you know, and it's like, you almost... Like when you're telling me like Leo Romero, and I'm thinking about all like of his parts, and then I think about him like currently, and it's just kind of, I don't know if it's like sad.
No, you know,
it's like,
you know what's crazy, man, about
it is
that?
Weird, yeah.
We were kind of talking about that last night. Is like, I feel like time just kind of got away from us because with the newest King of the Road, like, yeah. Justin Brock is like, he was the team manager.
Yeah,
it's
that's,
like,
that's weird. Yeah,
I think it's because you think you don't like Stay Gold came out 9 years ago. Like, 9 years is a long time if you think about it, but it doesn't feel that long, so that's why you're kind of just like, oh wow, he doesn't really, you know.
Yeah.
Just because almost a decade that Stay Gold came out, like, he's old, like, yeah. Put out an insane amount of parts when he was younger. I mean, he's not old, but you know what I mean.
What's crazy about Justin Brock, that's the first dude I watched go from like local, like,
to like
NC to like
yeah
pro, and now he's a skate manager.
Yeah,
it's like watching the shit that guy used to do back from like the whole, I forget what the crew was,
post 20, was it, yeah, post 22. Yeah.
Shit he was doing was fucked up.
I remember in sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but no. I remember when I was in high school in computer class, like, we would have like the last half hour or something, or last 15 minutes, like, I would go on those sites like Post 22 and
like
I
Skate Perception, VA Fleezers,
or even local ones like Bushwhack, Skate Mafia, and King Skateboard and Media. Oh god, dude, that was that was religious. Yeah, I was on that shit.
Same way.
It was the same fucking videos. Like, yeah. Update your shit, Pat.
Eighth grade computer class, watch the same videos because none of it was ever updated.
Dude, speaking of King,
one video every 3 months.
Your brother had some fucking fire in that. God, I hate talking so good about Matt, but he did, man. He did that line at Heart where he did nollie heel over the can and then back blunt on that ledge. Yep. Oh, dude, when I first seen that, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? he's fucking, he's good, like,
this
you know.
Girl. He might even have long hair in that video. I can't remember.
I think he did, dude. He pushed like shit, though. Oh, I'll throw that in there. Pushing to the back blunt.
I think
just
it was
like
the EKL ones.
Yeah. Jesus. No, but I remember I was like, dude, you know, the Livonia crew, man, really was like shocking to me, like, coming up. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I didn't really see that. Like, I was a park kid. So right. I would just see Brian Martin backside flipping the hip over and over at Westland Park. So it's like, I didn't really skate so much like street during that time, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like to see like, you know, local dudes like nollie heel flipping off shit. I didn't even know what a nollie heel flip was probably when I seen that. I was like, well, wait, what?
Right.
what are you doing with your fucking foot up there? You know. But yeah, that shit was crazy, man. I mean, all those dudes. Big ups to all the like old Livonia heads, man.
Right.
Like, those dudes were just ruling, like, you know.
Hey, what? Because that kind of happened to me, too. Like, when I first started skating, I didn't know that. Like, I thought it was just, there's just professionals. Like, I didn't know that there was, like, shit going on here. And I was like, damn, fucking, we got a good, Michigan's got a good scene.
Yeah.
Always has. Still does.
Like, I feel like the Livonia kids were, like, the generation under, I guess like the daycare dudes, because like, before okay. them it was like Josh Robertson, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Drew.
Who
thought those dudes were pro when I
like,
first started
skating.
Like,
who are you referring to when you say Livonia kids? Just for like people that are...
The Bushwhack kids okay. and the Kinked, like right. like Miller and, mm-hmm. and you know, Eric Nowacki, right. Hendy. Mm-hmm. Hendy, man. Holy shit.
Dude, it's cool that all those dudes still like...
Yeah, yeah.
Skate together, and were yeah. they in Chicago or New York now? Where are they at?
Like, both places, I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, split yeah, between yeah, yeah. NYC and Chicago.
Yeah. And at the same time, it was like a reality check for me, too.
Mm-hmm. I was like, holy fuck. Like, damn, these dudes are good.
Yeah.
We can talk about that Chicago night, right?
I had a great time. I don't know if you want to put that light on you.
I remember is we were trading spots, puking into the toilet.
Dude, this was mine and Scott's like moment together. It was so funny. We took a skate trip to Chicago. It was Hartzell, Big Hartzell, Scott, Matt Radosevich, right?
Yeah, Radosevich and you.
And then no, it was somebody else. I thought.
Nope.
It was just us four.
Yeah.
All right, so we go to the skate house in Chicago, and I think it was Sean Bush's. No,
yeah, it was back when they were doing the Birx. Like, they had the
mini ramp
in the garage.
Yeah,
garage.
I missed yeah. the Birx.
Oh, dude. Was this the first night? No, second night.
Yeah, the first night I remember you bought a case of PBR. Yeah. It was, like, my first time, like, really drinking, and I couldn't drink the PBR. I thought it was disgusting.
Listen to this shit. We pull into Chicago.
So gross.
Are you ready for this? All right. We pull into
fucking
Chicago.
I got a fresh
Chicago.
Cup of coffee. I'm ready.
We're in Hartzell's van. We pull in, and we stopped at a Jewel, which is like a Kroger,
yeah.
whatever, to get some booze, right, before we get to the skate house.
Mm-hmm.
So you were 18?
Maybe. No, even, 17, maybe.
Yeah, okay. He was young. He couldn't, you know. So we're like, Scott, what do you want to drink? Because, like, this was, like, when PBR was, like, starting its fucking craze, right? Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Everybody was just, cheap beer, 30 rack, whatever. Scott goes, yeah, can you get me a six-pack of Mike's Heart Lemonade? I'm like, what?
No, this is the second night. The first night you just went in and bought PBR.
Oh, well, whatever, yeah. I just remember night. During that trip, Scott like, asked me like to get Mike's Heart Lemonade. And I was like, sure.
Yeah, Jesse Ward bought it for me. Because I think he, like, looked at me and just walked away in disgust. And then Jesse
like,
Ward
fucking,
bought
what?
It.
Like, how old are you? Act like a 17-year-old. Get some, like, vodka or something. No, but we were there, and dude, and it was a great time, man. Like, it was a pretty good turnout, and it was, like, a bunch of people were, like, skating the ramp, and everybody's just, like, getting shitty, and I bought a pack of Marlboro Lights, and throughout the night, Scott would just be like, dude, let me get a smoke, man. don't tell my brother. And I bought a pack of 100s, so they were, like, super, you know, yeah. they were, like, the long ones, like, just for the party. And I just remember, like, every 10 minutes, dude, he's, like, looking around for his brother. I'm like, he doesn't give a shit. He's, like, trying to do nose grinds in the mini. Like, you know, he doesn't. And then, dude, I just remember, like, the drunkenness just hit me.
Yep.
And it was just, like, and I remember I went to go, like, because I was, like, skating the mini and then, like, inside the house, like, just doing a bunch of shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I remember, like, stepping up on the minute, and I was like, oh, woo, we gotta get down from here, because this is not gonna end well. And then I think I ended up on, like, the roof with somebody.
I remember being up there, yeah, with Bush.
Yeah, and then I walked into the linen closet. Do you remember that?
No.
Like, I came from the roof into the whoever's room that was, and then I, like, walked out of that room, and I thought that the linen closet was, like, the door to downstairs.
Yeah.
Like, opened the linen closet, just, like, walked in, like, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, towels, and just like, oh shit, I'm gonna, like, oh,
damn.
But so at the end of the night, everything had, you know, already taken its course, and it was ready to come back up, right? And I just find myself in these people's bathroom with Scott. And we're, like, taking turns throwing up in the fucking, in the toilet. Yeah. Like, I think I was, like, rubbing his back. Like, dude, you're all right. Like, I still have more cigarettes. Like, you
good. Matt will never know.
Yeah. And then it was, like, my turn, like, throwing up, like, whatever, McDonald's and PBR and Captain Morgan's or whatever.
God.
and woke up the next day. Oh my god. When I woke up on the couch, like, what the fuck just happened, dude? And I'm like, open my eyes, and I'm like assessing the situation, and like, I think Scott, you fell asleep like
on the other couch.
Yeah. And Matt was face down in this dirty ass fucking carpet, dude. It was disgusting. It's a skate house.
Right.
So
yeah.
It was just like beer and gum.
It'd be like sleeping on this
bodily
fluid. Right, yeah, sleeping like, in my house. Yeah.
Dude, face down, dude. And I'm like, dude, you gotta get up, man. It was the first time I had to pick Matt up from the floor. Get him to safety.
Oh, fucking good times.
Dude, Matt was always like just falling asleep when we were in Miami. We were just like on the beach, just like drinking or whatever, and he's just there just like straight like casket pose, just like
he's got like a tan line, like his like
hat still on, because the hat never comes off.
Oh my god.
The DQ, it used to be a DQ hat.
What did that thing smell like?
Does he know about that story that like you didn't want him to know that you were smoking?
Probably. Brent's definitely said that told that story to him.
Any opportunity I have to talk shit about Scott,
right?
Like I'll take it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
How did the Nolly frontside flip thing become a thing?
I was like introduced to that late. I had nothing to do with that.
That was
Cause I remember
Shane. I think it was Shane. It happened in NC.
Yeah,
and then we brought it back here because Shane can pop fucking Nolly frontside flips like fucking super high.
That dude's insane. He's insane.
Because I just remember
he's literally a lumberjack.
Because I just remember
terrifying.
He would eat you.
Yeah,
we were in NC, and like every spot we went to, they would just you and Matt would just like start with it and film each other try your Nolly frontside flips and send it to Bren. I was like, "What is this? And how long has this been going on? Because this is sick."
Oh man, now it's just like Matt trying to do a frontside flip on flat first try.
Now it's just like, hey, look, I'm skating.
Yeah.
Here's a video of me actually skating.
Matt's frontside flips are a frontside 90 nose pivot.
Yeah, it's a kick flip, and then
dude, there's
kick a nose manual 180.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
I made a rough cut of Dan's part, and I to send a Thrasher. I don't know if they're gonna post it or not, but the very last clip is the Manny. Like drop Manny flip that Dan does,
mm-hmm.
And it ends with like everyone like giving him a high five or whatever, and then Jay-Z's just like it like transitions to Jay-Z's like he's like check out this frontside flip, and I film him do a frontside flip.
Oh yeah,
And then Robbie does a frontside flip, and then like fucking Matt Primo's his frontside flip
naturally.
But it was all right one after another, so it was amazing. Like,
I mean, he's really got a shitty frontside. Like, holy fuck, man. Like, at that point, I would just, like, stop trying to do him. I'm just kidding. Love you, man.
So,
not kidding. Frontside flips are trash.
We really strayed off from that skater of the year conversation.
Yeah,
sorry, man. I
we can just end that. It doesn't matter.
Sorry. We can get back.
That's what I want.
I was gonna get all of them wrong, anyways.
Yeah, that's what I want to happen. I mean, after you get past like 2011,
I mean the last ones you would have is 15 and out. But we don't. Those are.
I feel like after 2010, it's like all the skaters that would win it. I don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
So.
Because you can't even think about, like, because, you know, 2010, Stay Gold, like, you think about videos because there wasn't that many videos out.
Yeah.
But it's, like, nowadays, like, you can't just be, like, 2017, think about what video came out.
Fuck no, you can't. Yeah.
Which 100 of them are you talking about? Because
which of the 17 different
to get
single parts?
Instagram clips.
That's right? What
I'm saying. Fucking, right. you know
how, like,
full length.
You know how Quarter Snacks does the, like, top tens every
week? Yeah.
It's like, where the fuck video is that from?
Right.
What does it mean to Superman that hoe?
Is that like a...
But you get one. I don't ever clarify that. You get one guess. So whatever you say is your answer. So you gotta be.
Is it like a sex move?
I don't know.
No, all I can think about is the Soulja Boy song, Superman That Ho.
The sentence isn't very good. It just says, tonight I'm totally going to Superman That Ho.
Just dive in that pussy.
Yeah. Guess you're fucking.
And you're about to bust and you just go.
Dude, I always we have this like joke where it's like you do the skydive move where you're like, can we talk, can I say something?
Yeah.
So it's like you're like hitting it from behind, and then like when you're about to like when you're about to bust, you just like put all your weight and just like you just like skydive out of an airplane. Like,
fuck.
Oh shit.
I don't know, because what it is like you're supposed to nut on her back, and then when she tells you to wipe it off, you pretend to and you don't. So when she wakes up, the bed sheets are stuck to her back like a cape.
Oh my god.
Oh <That's> fuck.
Oh my god.
Goddamn.
That's good.
Jesus.
Hell yeah.
I don't know who wins that one.
Maybe I'll take a hard L.
I'll take a sip of this disgusting LaCroix.
What do you mean? Shit's good.
I'm out of it.
Would you give it a 7?
I give it a 5, which is low for me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very low.
7 is like...
No, I gave the last two drinks, I gave a 7. Again, I have an Excel spreadsheet and everything of everyone's ratings per drink.
What is a Clinton?
A Clinton?
Is that when you...
A blowjob under the desk.
Yeah, blowjob under the desk.
No, a blowjob usually received in a workplace.
All right, we all win.
No, he said
Bill,
it, though.
Man.
I said it first, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, he was setting a trend.
He didn't have sexual relations with that woman, though, so...
He didn't.
Hey, unfortunately, he doesn't have any texts to prove it. There's no text to prove it.
No emails.
And Bill is a shit, dude. That was like the most gangster thing ever.
Yeah, be president. Just
getting domed up in the Oval Office.
Yeah, fucking right.
What is shoes on a wire? If I give you the sentence, it'll give it away. So unfortunately, I can't give you one.
Shoes on a wire.
Is that like claiming your hood or something?
Oh, I mean, it's gotta be, I know we always go sexual, but like just like taking your shoes off, like tying them like you would on a wire, and then like hanging them around your neck when you're fucking her doggy style. You like take your shoes, hang them around her neck.
What?
Right. So you're fucking her doggy style. So she's like, you know, she's on all fours, obviously, and you like you take your shoes and you tie them together and you just throw them around her neck.
Damn.
Around her neck.
That's a new
around
one.
Her neck.
That's
yeah.
A new one.
Probably I've hurt. Like whip like a set of like.
Yeah, you gotta throw it at her neck
dunks
too.
Dunks at her. Like,
dude, fuck! I have no idea.
It's basically a place, if you see shoes literally thrown on a telephone wire, it indicates where this is a house where you can buy drugs. So I'd give you that one, because it was like marking your hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you see shoes on a wire, it means you can buy drugs nearby.
I like my definition better.
That one was...
Very full of imagination.
Yeah, thanks.
What is a Tennessee log jammer?
Excuse me? Can you say that again?
Tennessee log jammer.
Oh, man.
Log jammer?
It's when like, you know, someone from the South or whatever just
Tennessee.
Picks up a floozy from the bar. Okay. You know, Tennessee log jammer.
Okay.
That's that chick. That's what she is. She's a Tennessee log jammer.
I don't know, it's like when you do a girl in the butt in Tennessee or something. Like I don't.
Okay.
I don't want to say what I'm thinking. So I'm going to pass.
It's a sex act involving three guys, one woman, and a ladder. And that's all it gives me.
Could you imagine that? Like some dude just like walks into the room with like a fucking 8-foot ladder. I hope you're ready.
Let's go.
His friend's just like, all right.
Yeah.
Tennessee, baby.
This is going down.
Holy shit.
There's literally nothing else in the description. It's just that.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck does that
Who comes
ladder have to
shit?
Do with, like...
I don't know, dude. Kids put this shit in here. And...
You know that Patrice O'Neal stand-up where he just does a bunch of these?
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Like the chicken cutlet. It's like when you're fucking on a beach and your dick falls out and falls in the sand, but you just push it back, put it right back in.
Oh my god. That's fucked up. Jesus.
Oh boy, what is mud butt? I drank an ass load of beer last night and now I have mud butt.
Like a shark?
It's just a fucking diarrhea bud after a heavy drinking.
Yeah. You take a shit and it looks like pure swamp juice.
Oh dude, those are the worst.
They
you
are.
Just like a
it's runny but not pure piss.
Like a liquid pile.
God.
Yeah. I've had a lot. Yeah.
think I know what that is.
I think I had that on Wednesday this week at work in the morning after my coffee.
Dude, I don't even get the coffee shits anymore, honestly.
I usually have them before my coffee.
I never got coffee shits.
I don't know. I think it's just because I used to. Like, when I first started drinking, it used to just run through me, but...
Yeah, usually I get to work, and I'm like, I'm pouring my glass of coffee, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta go now.
I also don't...
I haven't even gotten it into me yet.
I also don't shit. I shit, like, once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
You shouldn't broadcast that, tell anybody that. I would.
Because
cut that part out.
Because I remember your brother was, like, just appalled at the fact that we went to Puerto Rico for, like, 4 or 5 days, and I didn't shit until we got back home. I just didn't have to.
Dude, that cannot be good. At all.
That's like the most unhealthiest thing
and,
I've ever
and
heard.
When I do shit, like it's like an event. Like I gotta like schedule out some time because I'm gonna be in there for like 45 minutes, so, and I'm shitting the whole time, which it's insane. Because like 20 minutes in, I'm like, god damn it! Like what? How much is in here? Like
you need to like fucking
legs
that's
falling
like
asleep
not
too.
Healthy, dude.
Oh,
like,
legs always fall
shit.
Asleep. Jesus,
you need to like eat some like vegetables.
I mean, it's like, I mean it's whatever. At least like. When the doctor's like, yeah, you have colon cancer, I'll be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Ah.
Yeah, colon cancer.
It explains the 45-minute shits once a week. Yeah.
It took me this many years.
At least two a day.
Yeah. Maybe if I drink a lot.
If I shit twice in one day, I'm not doing anything else because I gotta lay down. No, it usually means like I'm probably going to have to shit a couple more times because I don't know.
Jesus, man.
If I shit twice, it's definitely diarrhea. And there's probably a third one coming, and I gotta go buy some fucking Imodium.
You're scaring me, dude. Fuck.
Nah, it's fucked up. But I just remember Matt just like, he was like offended. Like, fuck you mean you don't shit? Like,
you think you're better than us? Like, you can hold it in?
Like, you got time for it? He's like, okay. you need to buy some fucking... Some broccoli sprouts and mash them up. And
Jesus.
You love new broccoli
those,
sprouts.
Those smoothies and shit you guys are always making are fucking look nasty.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Dude, I get it. Like, you know, Matt and I are a little bit older, so it's like we kind of have to like exhaust certain options to try. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm drinking apple cider vinegar every day or like taking 2,000 milligrams of turmeric or something.
Yeah. You got to deflame your body.
That broccoli sprout shit is just extreme. Like I couldn't do
it's
that.
Not that
I
bad
do that every day.
I'll do it like every now and then. It's like I it taste ain't that bad no more.
Does it just like run through your system? You just like drink it and then
no. I mean
it just
I was
like
fine, but it's
not that great.
Well, your brother also made it with fucking hot water.
Yeah, well, that's how you if you want to activate the fucking shit that's in it, it has to be hot. Like the chemical that comes out of it, I forget what it is. It actually is anti-inflammatory.
Yeah,
you have to put it in hot water.
Okay, so why do you even what's the purpose?
It's anti-inflammatory.
No, I mean like what's the purpose of like what. Is
and, like reduces your chance for cancer and shit like that.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Basically,
like, does it make you feel better?
I mean, you don't feel it like right away.
No. But like after like
yeah, I guess like over time, like you're supposed to like you know see a difference.
Right. So it's like I'm just trying to offset like the heavy boozing and Taco Bell I ate the night before. It's like
you're getting nowhere, dude.
Bunch of inflammation.
That's like do that and then fucking.
But I also eat like 17 vitamins a day. So
that's like drinking a glass of water at right before you go to sleep after you just drink 30 beers,
it
like
definitely helps. I do that too.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
You just piss me off.
Hey, I'm just saying, I'm gonna live to be 95 because of this,
dude. It's funny because
of broccoli sprouts.
Hartzell will, you know, I'll talk to Hartzell and he'll have like some new fucking thing that like he's trying, and like I like really pay attention to like the shit that he, you know, says to me, mm-hmm. you know, because I'm like, I'll really consider it,
yeah,
you know. I want to skate for as long as I can, you know what I mean?
And right.
Like, with the knee surgery already, like, I've already tasted, like, what it's like to, like, not skate. You know what I mean? And it's, like, shitty.
Eat red meat only before you go to bed.
Yeah, I eat red meat.
No, I'm just saying before you go to sleep at night, don't eat anything but red meat. Because, like, that way when you wake up in the morning, you'll feel 10 times better because your body didn't have to mm-hmm. process any carbs or sugar while you were sleeping.
Yeah.
It is technically impossible to kill yourself by holding your breath.
So am I like supposed to agree with that?
You just speak your mind. It's it's technically impossible. So not it's not impossible. Is that what you said?
I think it is impossible.
Yeah, your body's not.
Your brain's subconsciously
gonna... breathe. So
yeah, I don't think you could.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you were like high on something.
Right. Unless there's some sort of like.
Yeah, like you're on like some kind of substance that's just like.
Put a bag over your head or something.
Yeah.
You're still breathing then. You're just breathing in CO2. wouldn't you
just pass out and continue to breathe after that?
Not if the bag's wrapped around your head.
Oh my God.
You're just going to keep breathing CO2 until you die.
Dude.
If I hold my breath and jump off a building, I'll die.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet you let go.
Yeah, but it's the... I think it's the big red splat mark on the ground that killed you and not the...
That's actually crazy to think about. Like, I just, like, held my breath there for a second.
Well, it's like, I think right, I said... hold their breath? I think I said in the last one, it's like you... Your subconscious won't let you, like, bite your own skin and shit like that, too.
Like you can't. Yeah, like technically, it only takes the force to bite through your pinky as a baby carrot, but you would never be able to bite through your pinky just because.
What about that what about that dude that was like stuck in the, like James Franco played him?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh.
He like cut through his shit.
Yeah.
Remember?
I think that's a little different though, because you have a fucking like utensil.
What was that movie called?
That and you like have a purpose for doing
and
that.
I bet you after a while it's like, I gotta do this or I'm gonna fucking die.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
adrenaline's probably pumping
just to, like, I don't know, like to inflict that kind of shit on yourself, like just seems like I would have just died like okay.
I don't know until I'm in the situation.
Yeah, because it's like your survival instincts kick in.
Yeah,
like,
I might have done the same thing, might not. I might have just been like, all right, well, this is it. I'm just going to wait till a mountain lion comes along and eats me.
God.
Fuck it.
You can't remember what you can't remember. So, therefore, there could be sections of your whole life that you'll never know it because you can't remember it.
Man, you're fucking my mind.
Sounds like something Schwamm would
say. Let me say it again. You can't remember what you can't remember. There could be sections of your life you can't remember, and you'll never know it because you can't remember it. I should just call these like hit blunts.
So isn't it
every time I blacked out?
Well, because they say that you can, they say that you dream every night.
Yeah,
but you don't remember all of them. So that's kind of interesting to think about too. It's like there's a lot of times I wake up, I'm like, oh, didn't dream last night, but did I? And what did I dream about?
Yeah, but what causes you to like if you do dream every night, like what causes you to like not?
I believe a lot of your dreams is correlated with what your brain is thinking before it goes to sleep. So if it's something that's really pressing in your life, so like let's say like Scott probably worries a lot about his haircut. So if he needs to like have a dream about like someone making fun of his hair, he probably remembers that one, you know?
So something that pertains to like what he's like.
But if Scott finds $20 on the ground in a dream, probably might not remember that because his brain's like,
is it $20 I'm going to spend on getting a haircut?
then you might remember that dream. Yeah. You know what I mean though?
Pretty sure Garrett charges a little bit more than that.
Because like the brain is so gnarly if you think about it. Like even that, like holding your breath, it's your brain's like, no, dumbass, don't do this. So it's like I feel like that correlates with your dreams too, where your brain's just like, oh well, that dream last night was fucked up.
So I've noticed if I drink a lot, when you drink a lot, it suppresses your REM sleep, which is your dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that after I'll be drinking like a lot and then I'll stop. I'll just have some gnarly fucking dreams because like
I feel
the
like
REM cycle's been suppressed for so long that like I'll just start having this string of like really fucking crazy dreams where it's always like I'm on the run or like I like robbed a bank or I don't even know what happened, but it's like I'm always like on the run. I'm always trying to get away from something. It's fucking gnarly. Like I'm driving somewhere or just like trying to like stay low and like stay out of sight. It's fucking insane. I've been having dreams like that the past like couple nights because I haven't been fucking drinking.
Dude, I have a lot of people don't believe me, but I get sleep paralysis.
I've had that before.
Same.
It's fucking scary.
I always get like I'm always being chased or like someone actually capturing me or whatever, and then I wake up and like for people that don't know what it is, I literally wake up in my room and I can see my TV, but I can't move. I physically can't move.
Yeah.
And it's not like I can fully see where I'm just like looking around like, oh yep, that's life right now. It's like very like faint, but I'm like, all right, come on, dumbass, wake up. And then I wake up and it's just like, dude, it's fucking terrifying, honestly.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because
your body yet naturally, like when you're dreaming, it like makes itself so you won't move, so you won't act out what's going on in your head.
Yeah.
And
respond to
what's going on. Yeah. So you're just kinda like,
yeah.
Like have you ever been like half asleep in class and you kick the desk in front of you?
Yeah.
It's because you're not like fully like into that stage yet. So you're like kick like fucking my bad.
Jesus Christ.
Like you'll kick the desk in front of you and But like when you have sleep paralysis,
yeah,
it's
that's
like
what it
that
is. Yeah.
Portion hasn't wore off yet, so like you might not be dreaming anymore, but your body still thinks you are, so you're just fucking stuck in one place.
Jesus, dude, it's
that's
terrifying.
Scary because I like to sleep on my stomach.
You, oh damn,
dude, it's like so I'll sleep like this, you know, and then like I'll experience like sleep paralysis, and like sometimes like, you know, I might be like laying on my like my nostril or something, so it's like hard to breathe or like,
oh,
I was like, okay. So like when I'm going through that, I'm like I'm awake, mm-hmm. and I'm like I can't fucking breathe right now, and I'm like trying to move to like, you know, situate myself to like, but I can't, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just like I'm dying in my sleep because like my brain's awake and I'm just like,
jeez,
like,
oh, yeah.
But then
that's
at,
gnarly.
Like, the you know, before I die, I guess I'll just like wake up.
Yeah.
And I'm like
no.
just so shook.
It happens to
know?
Me all the time.
It lasts like 10 seconds and then like. It feels a lot longer than that.
It's interesting that you say that, though, because every single time it's ever happened to me, though, I wake up and I'm on my back.
Yes.
Really? It only happens to me if I'm on my back.
Same.
Every time it happens to me, it's, like, something that has to do with breathing.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, something would be like, you know, I'll be like this, and, like, it'll be hard for me to, you know, and, you know, your breathing is already shallow as it is when you're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I can't move, but I'm awake, and I'm telling myself, like, you gotta move, dude. Because you're just, like, suffocating yourself in your pillow. Like, move. And, like, I can't, you know?
I looked it up one time, and I guess if you focus on moving your fingers and your toes, like, then your brain would be like, okay, something's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just try to focus on doing that. Dude, it's fucked up that, like, I'm kind of glad that you guys actually experienced that, because yeah. I, like, try to tell people this, and they're like, all right, dumb man. All right, weirdo.
I've only had it once.
Quit drinking before you go to
bed. It was terrifying.
No, dude, it happens to me way, way too often,
at least, like,
and it's kind of annoying.
Do you
me,
feel like
man.
There's another presence around you when it happened?
No.
That's
and
what
I've
I
heard,
like.
I've heard people say that where they, like, where they, you know, they half wake up and they can't move, and they see things.
Shit.
I don't. I just see my room.
Yeah. Oh, I just didn't see anything. I just felt like there was, like, a fucking presence in the room
like
with
something.
Me.
Okay.
And I was just like something was staring at me. And it fucking scared the shit out of me. Like, I went downstairs and, like, turned the lights on and started watching TV for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
And I was, like,
I usually,
fucking tripped
I'll
out.
I'll get
like,
up and I'll get a glass like, of water and I'll this. Come back and I'm usually chill. All right. That was dark, too. All right. Hopefully this one's a little lighter.
It's an interesting podcast.
Do caterpillars know they are going to become butterflies, or do they just get in the cocoon thinking, what the fuck am I doing?
Damn.
Dude, what?
Yeah, because it could just be like, what if that's like their puberty, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just going for like hibernation.
Well, I just lived my whole life to wrap myself in this fucking cocoon.
And then they just start flying.
And that's their sleep paralysis. Like, what the fuck's going on?
And then it starts flying away.
Shit, I got wings.
Damn, that's crazy. I'm sure they have to be like somewhat like.
Do caterpillars have
brains?
Like,
I don't know.
I mean, no. I mean
that's one of those things. I don't know how much
cause you,
cognitive thinking.
We go down a rabbit hole of that too. Because it's just like how advanced the human brain is versus like.
The caterpillar doesn't
animals
even have
because
a brain, I don't think. It's just like nerves.
Because I always think about how we speak to dogs. Like, yeah. Hey, boy, how you doing, little? You know, how you doing? And like, wonder if dogs are asking, what the fuck are you talking to me like that? I'm older than you, motherfucker.
Dude, we just got a dog, and I'm talking to this thing off. I'm just letting out, like, just full conversations with my puppy.
Dirty laundry.
Yeah. And I don't understand why I never turned pro. I never got that box from Palace. I don't get it. Shit. Like, yeah.
Every time I tag him.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently
it's just like, give me a fucking bone, like a dog treat, you're human. Like,
apparently they do have a brain.
Fucking pet me, you asshole. Yeah. I don't care about your...
Yeah, but, like, back to that thing, like, do you think... You know those, like, insects that only live for 24 hours?
Right.
Like... What's, you know, like, do those...
Is 24 hours, like, 100 years to them?
That's what I'm saying. Like what are
dude,
they...
Dude, I always wondered that. It's weird to think, but, like, let's say you flick a fucking bug. Like, how far was that for him? All right, I got one more. If you spill soap, does it become a mess?
I guess it depends what you spill it on.
I mean, yeah, it's a mess, but now it's a clean mess. I still have to clean it
you
up. Like,
depends
want...
on how you rationalize the situation.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know? So if you spill soap, does the soap get dirty or does the surface get clean?
I don't know.
God damn it.
Which of your parts, Brent, is your favorite?
Maybe the newest one with Cooper.
Okay.
That was kind of like a redemption part, you know?
Yeah, that was
like,
a good one.
That was like groundbreaking for me because I was like reintroduced to like actually like trying to like skate street again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when he approached me for that video, like, dude, I was like, no salt, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, really, like, didn't think anything of, you know, like, I'm not. I was getting back skating, so I was like, oh, fuck,
right, I'm you're just skating.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll never, not that I ever skated well, but or good, but I was just like, I'll never be able to skate like how I was like pre-surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But after that video, like, shout out to Cooper, by the way, man. Like, he really, like, motivated me, for, like, through that time.
Dude, him and Kyle Eby are, like, the reason I film.
Yeah.
They've definitely been a big influence.
Yeah. Like, Cooper was just, like, every time we went out, man, like, I feel like he kind of maybe babied me, you know? He's like, dude, you got it. And I was probably, like, not even fucking coming close, you know? Just, like, flailing at the spot. He's like, dude, you got it. I'm like, it was the shit that I needed to hear to, like, keep going, you know?
Shooting your nose into a leg.
Switch healing, Easter market gap, or the out the window gap.
dude, that was terrible, man.
You and Adam.
You know what's really funny about that? The first time I went there, I couldn't skate for 2.5 weeks.
Damn.
After?
Wow.
Yeah. Dude, what's happening with the people that I had so much respect for, like in skating? You know what I mean?
It's the clout, man. It's
like,
the clout,
dude. I don't want to like be preachy.
The internet,
or, like,
Instagram.
Anything. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or is it because they like they're just like coming to the end of their career and then they're just getting kind of desperate to like draw attention to themselves? And if that's the case, like, cool, I get that. Like,
just, I
but fuck, man, like this, some of this shit's kind of like really.
It makes you wonder,
man.
Like, I think the fact that, okay, so you know when you were growing up or like watching skating or something like that, you only saw their video parts or like things like that. And I think like having the internet now, where you can look into people's lives.
Oh, it like reveals like
reveals
how they
like
really
who
are.
They
yeah,
you know
yeah, yeah.
As they here's their day to day life.
I also think the ego involved, like a lot of these dudes being so good at skating, but skating was so small and like cliquish, or like it was a very like it's a very small group like niche sport, right?
Yeah.
And they all those dudes probably have egos on them because they're so fucking good. But now it's getting so big that they're allowing their egos to just be like suck in all this like constant attention they're getting, and it's just driving them all fucking crazy.
Well, that's another thing too, is like skating is so there's so many people, there's so many things like that, so it's not these select few people, you know. And
thinking how much
like,
more money's in it now too,
and the times that it changes.
Yeah,
so
true.
Those people that you know you're speaking of, like back then it was a lot, skateboarding was a lot different, so now they're, you know, not bitter, but they're indifferent about how skateboarding is, because I mean, I get that way sometimes.
Think
I'm
about
like,
how
fucking there's too many goddamn videos now.
Like back then, you had to fucking actually send a tape in, actually get some sort of confirmation back from them. Now you can just get followed and then
The way it is now,
you kind
changed.
Of are like skating to get.
There was like a certain like way you would do things. You know what I mean? Like you were saying, like you'd send a tape in and then like you know what I mean. But now it's just like at whoever
they might watch it.
Yeah.
Jay-Z was saying before, like, smartphones and shit, he would never film anything. Now he films pretty much, like, everything he learns.
Yeah.
It's like, you just straight up message a board company now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, or, like, I know this is the TM, like, let me message him my fucking skate park clips.
That seems like, so heinous to go about it that way, though.
You know what I mean?
He's like, hey, dude, look at all my footage. Please sponsor me.
Whereas, like, people...
Which I guess is kind of what you used to do, but you just...
That was,
like different fashion.
Or you would win contests and stuff like that. Like, you would... It was definitely more... Not day-to-day fucking type shit, you know what I mean? You would film for, like, a month and then, like, send in a tape. Not, like, here's what I filmed today.
I remember at Heartlines, like, the second year I met Mike Blayback, who's the photographer for DC.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I ever send you shit out, like, whatever, blah, 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 any work? I was like, I don't want to be that dude that's constantly just, like, bugging the fuck out of you, tagging you, mailing you shit. And he's like, that's kind of what you have to do. I was like,
yeah,
that's fucked. Like, he literally said that. I was like, damn. Now that I think about it, because, you know, how many people take a photo or film a clip or whatever, and it's like they tag every fucking company there is, you know?
Or it's even like after all this shit blew up with Dan, like Thebo DM'd me and he was like, if you ever need anything, just let me know. I'm like, I don't want to ask you for anything.
One time, DVS was here. When DVS was like...
is that the DVS to Detroit or no?
Yeah. So...
that was a good time.
Yeah, when they did that... like, remember that shit that they did at the Fisher plant?
The
building,
because there was like a ledge in there that
So we were I was fortunate enough to have been like part of that like building like with them, and I was like skating some like dusted ass like Lakai's or something, and this was when Paul Shire was the TM for DVS, and he was like he's like looked at my shoes and he's like just ask me for some shoes, dude. He's like just ask. Like I'm like, oh, okay, like just ask. It was like not like I wasn't put on or anything, but he was just like,
were your shoes a mess at the time?
Well, we were fucking moving cement and shit in the Fisher plant. I wasn't going to wear fresh kicks, you know? Man, and like some old Manchesters or something.
But like, you're still like, never going to ask.
Yeah, he was like, just ask, dude. I was like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah, okay, just let me get seven down. Boxes.
Like, yeah. But it's like, I don't know if it's maybe it's because like we're like from the Midwest or something and we don't get that much exposure to like the industry or like people like that. So it's like, I don't. Like have that comfort to be like,
right,
yo dude, like
I've also never been the type, like whether it's like a demo or anything like that, I've never cared to like ask for autographs. Same, like same. I've never been that type of dude.
Yeah,
I feel like it's just weird. I feel like they are annoyed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't want to be like give me in this line of give me shits. Yeah. You know. Like, yeah,
but it's like this is probably like extremely common, like if you go like west more, you know, or it's like
right.
It's just
because that's where the industry is. Like you're grown up into that thing, I guess. Yeah. So I get what you're saying. So when someone comes here, you don't want to fucking bother them because they're getting bothered all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's just like not in our nature out here to be like, as of late, more people have been coming here. But like, mm-hmm. go back 5 years, I'm just fucking coming here.
Oh hell no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like America,
Detroit, fuck Detroit.
Yeah, like somebody was telling me that nobody came here because if they were like going cross country, like they would have to go out of their way. Like, if they're going, like, east to west coast, like, they would go, they'd have to go this way and then up and then, like, back down. You know what I mean? Like, that's what.
Because you usually go to, like, Chicago and then.
Yeah.
Because
you
could
just go straight through, yeah.
Like, road trips, yeah.
Yeah, well, but now everybody's fucking flying.
You would just go to New York. Like, New York and back, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
But we have gotten, like, a bunch of people here.
Yeah, it's definitely been boosting up a lot.
Yeah.
Shout out to fucking Dykus and all that shit. I feel like
he's been a pretty good. Shout out to Dykus and Evan and all them at Community Push, man, because they're like making it happen, you know?
Right.
And like they're going out of their
way.
That
House of Vans thing was tight.
Yeah, that was like
that was insane. Cool. Yeah. That was fun.
I walked down and seen Christian Hosoi and I was like,
like what the fuck?
and then walked about 50 paces and like Anthony Van Engelen was like just like wow.
Damn, I didn't know he was there.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
He looked like he was gonna punch a baby. Like he was so angry. Like looked so angry. I was like, oh, yeah. Shit. Like, I wanted to say
you
hi.
You can punch me.
Yeah. Right here. I'll take
him. Any last words over there?
I fucking hate you, bro.
I'm the best skateboarder. My Star 6-7 part was next level.
Any last subpar plugs? That was a pretty good ending.
Buy our shit, dude. Like, I mean...
How much is your hardware?
For you, Scott?
Well, I'm obviously going to give them for free.
You just go to like
bucks.
A...
After I film this part.
You go to like a Home Depot and just put some shit in a bag and...
Yeah, I'll give you some sets. It's going to be like 3 in one bag. buy our shit, man.
The price is double for you, though. Where do I buy it?
You go to Plus, Refuge... Olympia and Woodshed,
right on.
Has been like sick enough to carry us.
What about Dumbwell? Did Mellor tell you to leave?
Pat hates me. Pat was like, "This is gonna fail."
Dude, I love Pat. I've played a couple fucking hockey games with him.
Yeah,
and I like don't know if he hates me. I just
dude,
no, like,
that's just joking. Dude, Mellor is seriously exactly. like the sickest dude.
Dude, I know because like, the times I play with him, he's fucking the man.
When we went to that championship game last year. When Adam, I guess he was just throwing up on the bench.
Yeah, he was.
Who?
I've seen
Miller?
Him.
Miller.
Yeah. He was just wasted?
Yeah. No, sick. He's just, I don't know if it's just cool. Like, the first game I played with them was, like, their first game of the year. Yeah. And he was just, like, on the side of the bench just fucking yakking. I don't know if it's because he hasn't skated in a while or some shit, but, dude, there's plenty of times where I'm feeling the same fucking way.
Can't handle it. All right, cool.
Thanks for coming, bro.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been fucking sick. I hate you, Scott.
God. Scott, cut your hair, dude.
Yeah.
No.